Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 17 to the 23rd, 2012. The ceasefire agreement is finally in effect after 9 days of the Israeli military offensive in the Gaza Strip, in addition to nationwide protests in the rest of the occupied Palestinian territories. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized at the villages of Bilayin, Na'alin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masara village in the southern West Bank, in addition to Kufr Kaddoum in the north. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu has the story.
3 civilians were wounded, 2 arrested as Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the village of Nabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the villagers and their supporters before they even left the village. Later, Israeli forces invaded the village and soldiers fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effect of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bilayin and Na'alin, villagers and their international supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands owned by local farmers. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. One civilian sustained light wounds in Bilayin when he was hit directly by a tear gas bomb. Elsewhere, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. When Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the village of Kufr Kaddoum, villagers and their supporters were attacked by Israeli soldiers at a checkpoint troops erected at the village's entrance. Also on Friday, at the village of Al-Masara, near the southern West Bank, villagers and their supporters protested the Israeli wall and settlements. Soldiers stationed at the village entrance forced people back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu.
Mediated by Egypt and backed by the U.S., a recent truce deal puts an end to the latest Israeli military operation on the coastal territory dubbed as Pillars of Defense. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority is determined to go ahead for a U.N. move aimed at gaining U.N. recognition of Palestine as a member state in the U.N. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
In Gaza, things are gradually getting back to normal after Gaza-based armed factions, including Hamas, agreed to an Egyptian-mediated truce deal with Israel. The deal suggests that each side should cease fire immediately and that Israel will start a gradually easy closure of the coastal territory and allow more freedom of movement for both individuals and goods. Israel is also expected to stop targeted killings of Palestinian resistance leaders or political figures. In return, the ruling Hamas party will have to guarantee halt of rocket attacks onto nearby Israeli areas. The deal was reached by mediation of Egypt and backing of the U.S. in the Egyptian capital. 8 days of Israeli air strikes left 167 Palestinians killed, including dozens of children and more than 1,200 others injured. Many of them are children and women. Palestinian homemade rocket fire killed about 15 Israelis, including 3 soldiers, and left many others injured, most of them out of shock. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority is set to head for the UN by the end of November in order to seek UN recognition of a non-member Palestinian state in the Gaza Strip, and following what the ruling Hamas party and other factions consider a victory for Palestinian resistance against Israel, PM Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas said he supports the PA's move. Salim Salama is a Hamas MP and member of the Parliamentarian Committee for Political and Economic Affairs. Salama spoke Thursday to IMEMC in a celebration march in the central Gaza Strip.
We are not against any political moves, yet such a move should be supported by the resistance, and then both would help us distract our rights from the enemy.
In Gaza City, the Islamic Jihad group held a major celebration ceremony at a major local mosque. the group called on the Palestinian political spectrum to reunite under the resistance agenda due to what the group considered the resistance achievement in preventing more Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. Concurrently, the rival Fatah Party for Hamas in Gaza said it is willing to reconcile with Hamas for the best of Palestinian national unity and aspirations for a statehood on the 1967 borderlines which the Fatah-led PA in Ramallah is seeking at the UN. On a related note, the European Parliament voiced out support to the PA's expected move at the UN, demanding justice for the Palestinian people. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israel launched a large-scale military offensive targeting Gaza. As a result, 156 Palestinians were killed by the Israeli military aerial, sea and ground bombardment. 1,250 others were also injured in the attack. In the West Bank, protests in support of Gaza were met by Israeli tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets and live ammunition. Two civilians were killed by Israeli troops' gunfire due to the protests. The details with IMEMC is Ghassan Banoura.
The Israeli military operation targeting the Gaza Strip started on Wednesday, November 14th, and lasted for 8 days. The Israeli attacks ended after Egypt mediated a truce between Palestinian groups and Israel on Wednesday of this week. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, 156 Palestinians were killed during the Israeli offensive. 103 are civilians, among them 33 children and 3 journalists. Moreover, 1,250 were wounded. According to the BCHR, 971 of those were civilians. Air, sea and ground Israeli bombardment of Gaza left 55 houses completely destroyed, while hundreds of other houses sustained damage ranging between big damage and partial damage. Also, 8 governmental establishments, 13 security offices and police station and 2 bridges connecting the central Gaza Strip with the northern Gaza Strip were destroyed. Moreover, 6 media offices, 6 health institutions, 28 educational institutions, 22 civil and charity associations were targeted by Israeli warplanes. On Friday, Israeli forces stationed on the southern Gaza borders with Israel opened fire at residents' homes, killing one man and injuring 16 others. This was the second violation of the truce this week by Israel after it took effect on Wednesday night. On Thursday, 2 men were injured when Israeli tanks opened fire at farmers in central Gaza Strip. In the West Bank this week, protests in solidarity with Gaza were organized all over the major cities. Clashes also were reported when local youth protested at the Israeli wall surrounding West Bank and nearby checkpoints. As a result, 2 men were killed and dozens others were injured. One man was killed by the army on Monday near Hebron City, while Rushdie At-Tamimi was shot by soldiers at the village of Nabi Saleh, central West Bank, on Sunday. He died on Monday of his wounds. A video released by activists on YouTube showed that after Israeli troops shot At-Tamimi, they surrounded him and did not allow medics to treat him. Mohammed At-Tamimi is one of the nonviolent protest organizers in Nabi Saleh.
There are systematic policies against the resistance in Al-Nabi Saleh, and no doubt that the Israeli attacks on Gaza gave the occupation forces new reasons to attack us and stop the protests from spreading. Today we promised our fallen hero that we will continue and we will carry on protesting all over our country.
For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 17th to 23rd, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.